Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello
there.
I'm Georgie.
I'm Kate.
And we are Nothing Rhymes with Murder.
Each week we hit up a new country and tell each other a true crime story from it, usually also whilst guzzling Prosecco.
Past trips have led us to the Vampire of Krakow in Poland, the last witch burned in Ireland, and the boozing barber in Canada.
We don't like to leave you on a downer, though, so we will give you some fun hotspots to visit also.
Absolutely, and you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, as well as at NRWM Podcasts on Twitter and Nothing Rhymes with Murder on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And remember, kids, life is a journey.
Just don't let murder stop you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye then.
Okay,
bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oops. Sorry, wee man. Did I get your paw? No? Oh, okay. Phew. I probably shouldn't be eating sandwiches while I'm working on this thing, eh?
Row.
Putting the sandwich down. There we go. Hootsman is loose about this. Okay. Yeah, I think we've done the mechanical side, matey. You want to crank it up? Oh, that sounds good. Okay, wee man. Finn? Finn, rebel without a tune.
Huh? Huh? Oh?
I think we're good, wee man. We just have the last part to do now. You ready?
Ready.
Mr. Finnegan McMinnigan, dost thou havest thine pouch of wonder?
Yes, I do.
Would you, kind pup of loveliness, spreadest the contents over Crypto 3, a.k.a. Luchasaurus? What? You know he's my favourite wrestler. Seriously, dude, 6'6", and he can do standing moonsaults. And he's 65 million years old. Yes. I know you prefer Hangman Adam Page. He can be the next one, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sprinkle the pouch. Here we go, dude. Stand back. We don't know how big this one is going to be. Oh, okay. Fancy a quick spin to check it out?
Horace.
Okay, my boy. Helmet on. Let's make sure that these new modifications have taken hold. No more need for the classic 5 miles an hour to hit the time travel zone. We just need to... pressing Launcherama Buttonus and Here we go. Oh, wait. I just turned on the Bluetooth. Don't give me that look. I know what I'm doing. Okay. Take two. Here we go. I say, that was exciting. Not a lot of folk.
Orphans.
Correct, orphans can say that they got to see the Rolling Stones in concert. Didn't they look young?
Yes, I know.
I was surprised as well till I realised I'd put in 1888 and not 1988. The bike is working grand, old fella. We'll be good to go to see the incident soon enough. Speaking of which, would you fancy going into space?
Right, Raoul?
No. I'm not going to blast you into the outer regions just now. Just mean in general.
Oh, Russ. Exciting.
See, I'm less keen. Not a massive fan of heights, really. In space? Steep? Anyway, shall we get to recording? Oh. Oh, hang on. Oh, we've been recording all this time. I must have biffed it at some point. Ah, well, let us commence. Puts on professional voice. Hello, my friends. Welcome to Mirths and Monsters. I'm CK, clumsy adventurer, who also happens to be not that great with heights. This is the second part of our investigation of Area 51 and its connected oddness. Last time, we spoke about some of the history and the dearth of existence that is the town of Corona. This time, we're going to be doing some travelling. Some lovely, lovely time travelling. Now that we have CryptoCycle version 3 built and good to go. So we're back to having two. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a wee saunter back to July 1947, to the region of Roswell-ish, to hopefully be witness to what actually happened over 73 years ago, which, coincidentally, is the half-life of a Rolling Stone. But first, lunch. Ah, that's better. The gang are all here, prepared and ready to go on another adventure. Crypto 3, aka Luchasaurus, now has a slightly different setup. Finn is on the right-hand side in his pop sidecar, but now, on the other side, Bobby and Cass have a double seat at the rear of their sidecar, with Ray in front of them in her own wee place. Obviously, they've all got their own storage spaces for snacks and headphones, or in Ray's case, weapons.
Just in case, puny mother.
I'm not going to argue. Right, oh, you lot. Checklist. Noggin protectors. Check. Harnesses of safety. Check. Sandwiches. Double checked. Right, lad and lassies. Let me just input our destination situation. Increasing warm handle. And here we go. We've arrived. Checking destination situation. 1947, 6th of July, Roswell. Ish. About breakfast time. Ooh, that's handy. Break time, you lot. Mirthers, we're taking in our surroundings. To be fair, there isn't that much to take in. A good amount of not a lot, really. But hey, if you like sand and dirt, then oh boy, have I got good news for you. Also, there's no sign of any crashed alien ships or weather balloons, for that matter. I think there are some cows in the distance, though.
More lunch!
No, Ray, they're cows, not lunch.
burgers on legs.
No, Ray. No touching of the cows, okay?
Okay. Puny walking burgers.
Anyway, that's the thing with alien crashes. They rarely happen on the high street of a major metropolitan area. Rarely happen on the high street of a non-metropolitan area, for that matter. Deserts, forests, or woods. Plenty of those. But aisle 14 of Walmart? Never. And even if it did, would anyone notice any difference, or just think, huh, I guess they sell spacecraft now? So, in the meantime, all me and the furry crew can do is just sit for a spell and wait for the incident to happen. Hey, who's for a game of I Spy?
Puny mortal.
Nope, nothing yet. Still here, Murthers. Few hours have passed, and we've run out of iSpy-related items. Yep, even they got that bored. But once you get past D for dirt, C for cows, or W for walking burgers, there's not a lot left. However, the air has been feeling different for a wee while now. Heavier, bit more electrified. Not quite systematic or hydromatic yet, but that feeling of a big storm about to freak you out when a gigantic peal of thunder crashes, what sounds like directly above your roof. I have a feeling that the event is going to happen sometime soon.
Puny mortal?
What's up, Ray? Oh. Okay, that's new. I look round and see that the furry crew's coats are extended as if they'd just been tumble-dried. In fact, oh, yeah, there it goes. My beard is now up over my face. Let me just harness that down. There we go. Something's definitely about to happen. Hey, how's that for timing? What's that up in the sky? Is it a bird? No.
Is there a plane? Roll.
It's super. Oh no, my mistake, it's a UFO.
Oh man, that thing is weaving more than my Uncle Frank at his fourth wedding. And it's heading west, I think. I've no idea. But they say it with such confidence in American films all the time. Which way did he go? West, they say. What's wrong with left or right? Getting off topic now. That thing is crazy out of control and slowing down. Furry crew, to your sidecars. We need to follow this thing and get there before anyone else does. It's getting lower and lower, but I think we're a safe enough distance that the crash blast won't affect us. I guess? Not long now, though. I guess we'll find out soon. There it goes. There it goes. There it... lands. Oh, right, okay. That was unexpected. It was kind of a bumpy landing, for sure, but that was in no way a crash. Curiouser and curiouser, as a wee lassie once said. Okay, furry crew, shall we investigate?
Go, 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 puny mortal!
I'm going. So bossy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The craft of less than earthly appearance parked, I guess, about 3 fields to my left and 7 or 8 ahead of me, pretty much diagonal to my position, and the shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line. So, sorry fields, but we're coming through. As we get closer, I keep a very close eye on the craft, just to make sure. It's a very traditional looking UFO, the saucer shape, and there are 3 long legs supporting the main body. They don't look as though they should be able to. They're so spindly looking, but supporting it they are. The spaceship, for that is what it is, I'm sure of that now, is, of course, silver. UFO silver, I believe you could say. We're really not that far now, a field away, but nothing seems to be happening that is making me concerned. Not that any of us want to stop now anyway, not a chance, sunshine, ET's over there. Closer again, we're in the same field now and I slow down to a crawl. When we're about 20 feet away, I stop the bike. Okay, you lot, let's get out, but we have to be careful. This is brand new to us. I very much doubt it's the space cats from the Bermuda Triangle in there. So be on guard, but don't be threatening.
Puny motto?
Okay, well, try your best, wee thing.
Puny motto?
Fret not, lass, we'll be grand. We have a little saunter round the shiny disc. It's not a gigantic thing, maybe 30 feet in diameter. Maybe 17 or 18 in depth at its deepest. It does just look like something you would see in a 1950s movie. Now that got my cinematic mind kicking in. Is that what this is? Is this just a really big prop? Is that why the flight of it was so uppy-downy? Surely not, not in 1947. Also, that would have been a great excuse for the army to use instead of a flipping balloon. No. This is the real deal. And something else I've just realised. There are no joins, there's no rivets, no soldering marks, nothing. Looks like a one-piece deal. Have you lot found anything interesting?
Other than the UFO, Father?
Okay, fair point. You lot, quick, back to the bike. We get behind the bike and duck down. Not trying to hide, obviously, we're 5 hairy creatures in a vast array of nothing. A side panel had opened in the lower part of the saucer, slowly lowering till it made contact with the dirt floor. I don't think any of us were breathing. This was too exciting for such trivialities as remembering to breathe. We were just waiting to see who or what would come down the gangplank. We didn't have to wait long. 2 pairs of legs started their way down, very skinny legs, very long legs, and very, very pale legs. Not Scottish pale like mine, but, oh boy, this must be the greys that are so commonly spoken of when it comes to alien sightings. They're becoming fully visible now, and, yep, large craniums and large almond-shaped dark eyes. The 2 of them reach the ground and look back up to the exit, thin arms gesticulating till a 3rd one scampered down, shorter than the other 2 by half, but that still made that figure close to 4 feet high. It stopped in front of the tall figures with its head bowed, and one of the tall ones said something, and the shorter one just shrugged its small shoulders.
It was that move that made me realise what was going on here. That was definitely the child, and I will make the assumption that the taller two are the parents, and the wee one has done something bad. Yep, I very much recognise that situation. There was finger-pointing and a stern tone, with the kid's head getting lower and lower, and then the taller one stopped and pulled the young one to it, giving it a cuddle. Now this I recognised as well. Initially it was the, "Why did you do that?" followed by the, "You just scared me is all, come here you, it's okay, shush now," etc. And then it happened. While the tall one was hugging the shorter one, its eyes, its giant almond-shaped dark eyes, spotted the bike, and then the rest of us perched behind it. "Okay, furry crew, wait here. I'm gonna go say hey. You know what to do if it goes south."
"Puny motto."
"Yes, we do."
I stand up, make my way around the front of the bike. So far, so no death ray guns. "Okay, CK. Happy voice. Hello, my friends. Do you need a tow?" The alien that had been holding the younger one looked me up and down and eventually said,
"Well, this is a sticky situation, isn't it?"
I replied with, "Huh?" The other tall alien spoke up.
"What Freddy means is that this..."
As she said this, she moved her hand back and forth between them and us.
"Not really supposed to happen."
"I imagine not. Is the wee one okay?" The shortest being had made their way behind the two adults and peeped out from the side, staring at me with wide eyes. I mean, you know what I mean.
"She's fine, thank you. What about your children?"
Freddy looked over my shoulder. I looked around as well and saw that the four wee beasts had been walking over to join me. Ray looked up at me.
"Feel safe, Puny Motto."
"Puny Marto, he 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 he. That's a good one."
"Well, Freddy likes your humour."
"Yay, Ray."
"Freddy, these aren't my children biologically, but they are my babies." I introduced them, and they all, as one, bowed towards our alien company.
"Have you lot been practising that?"
"Oh, yes.
I am Friedel Geisen, or Freddy for short. This youngster is Seraphina, or Seffi, and this is my eternity partner, Molsonlin. Just call me Molly. Have you come far?"
"Oh, a few thousand miles. I guess that's nothing to you, though. How far have you come from? Light years? Parallel dimension?"
Not entirely. I think it's about 5 Earth miles.
I tried to speak. Tried to be eloquent in my confusion. I settled myself and said, "Huh?"
"Yeah, we were just taking Seffi out for a flying lesson. That's why we were a bit all over the place. You'll get better, Seffi. Don't worry."
"I'm so sorry. I'm a tad confused. You aren't from outer space?"
"Oh, good goodness, yes. But we sort of got stuck here." "Puny Motto."
"Just a sec, lass."
"Puny Motto."
Ray's pulling at my sleeve now. "Why is it, wee lass?"
"No longer safe, Puny Motto. She's a smart one, that one. Very perceptive."
I turned round and... yep, there it was. Death ray gun.
"Hey, why don't you come and visit our place? Like we said, it's not that far."
before any of us could reply, a force came over us. One we could actually see. It was a large bubble with a bluish hue. It pulled us towards the opening of the ship. It didn't hurt, thankfully, but we had no choice but to go with it. We were pulled closer and were floated up the ramp. To the right of us, I could see a wide door slide up, and we were pushed that way till we passed the threshold and weren't released until we were against a back wall. I looked round. Bobby, Cass, no! The two girls were about to attack, but stopped at my voice. Not here, not now. It's too risky. I could see that our hosts had at least taken in the cycle as well. Freddy spoke, still quietly, but this sounded a lot colder.
Get comfortable. You're about to see a whole new world.
Join us in a couple of weeks to find out what happens to me and the furry crew. If you would be kind enough to stay after the music, I have a couple of important announcements this time to share with you. So if you could hang on, that would be grand. But till next time, take care of yourself. Sláinte, my friends. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. First off, new Patreon shoutouts. Hello to Nicole Snyder. Hello. And hello to Katie Bischoff. Hello, Katie. I hope Bailey's doing okay. Thank you so much for signing up to being a Patreon. It's blooming wonderful. And thank you so much. As you signed up for Patreon, this leads into my next announcement. So, I have a Build-A-Bear giveaway going on. I have a Build-A-Bear, Stormtrooper Build-A-Bear, with a Scottish outfit, which also has a sound in it that says, hello my friends, from me. And if you become a Patreon, you get your name entered into a draw. If you sign, even from $1 a month, you can get your name entered into a draw. The higher the Patreon tier that you do, the more times you get entered into the draw. Now, the draw is going to be on the 3rd of December. So this is your last chance to sign up and get yourself into the draw. So, if you fancy doing that, I'd give it a go. You still got time to do it. Okay? Grand. And that is pretty much everything. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time with part 3 to find out what happens to CK and the furry crew. They'll be fine. Don't worry. But till next time. Take care, folks. Daddy Fling.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.